So we're excited, man. We're excited about, you know, what we have coming up on Sunday against the Eagles, and we want to be able to go out there with all of our ammunition out there ready to go.
You guys have had success in Philly yourself, in particular. Why do you enjoy playing there so much?
We don't enjoy playing there, honestly. But, you know, it's something we have to do. We have to go out there and take care of business on the road. And we just enjoy that. I mean, Coach Coughlin always preaches road warriors. So we got to go out there and be able to perform on the road. That's the only way you're going to have some success in this league.
What makes it a difficult place or a place you don't like?
Just the atmosphere you know, just it's not the best place we always want to go play. I mean, but we have to go there and play. We have to do what we have to do. But, you know, we'd rather, if we could play at home 16 games in a row, we would.
Is it the worst place that you play on the road?
No, there's other places that are worse, but obviously Philly's up there.
Victor, what's different about their defense the last couple of weeks? They've only got 47 combined points to 10 rebounds.
They're doing a good job of attacking the football from a defensive standpoint, especially from a secondary. If guys aren't getting out the break well, they're closing in on the ball fast and getting a lot of pass deflection, sometimes interceptions. So from a secondary standpoint, they're doing a good job of that. So we have to do a better job than we did the last time of coming out of our breaks, attacking the football and catching the ball.
You guys were much more patient offensively. You did fewer, longer, deeper balls, more of the shorter stuff, the patient stuff. Does that help the offense get into a little bit more of a rhythm as opposed to taking deep shots?
I think so. I think we have to create some type of rhythm underneath and get the guys going, get the receivers going, catching one or two and getting themselves molded into the game and getting themselves acclimated slowly into the game, and then we hit them with the big one. So I think that's going to be somewhat of our game plan coming up this week, but we'll see how it plays. Everything, it always starts one way and then ends up differently, so we'll see.
It looks like Vic's going to play. What's it just like on the sidelines when he's doing his thing and rolling like kind of was in the first half in your last game?
You know, it's always something that you hope the defense can contain, but as a fan and as a fan of the game, you just want to stand up and watch and see what happens, see what goes on. But our defense did a pretty good job last time, for the most part, until unfortunately he got hurt. But we did a pretty good job of keeping him bottled up for the most part, and hopefully we can reciprocate that this time around.
All right, he's done. Time to go.
And we're done.
Seeing their defense the second time around, how much is that going to help them?
It's going to help in terms of understanding what they do, understanding what they like to play, coverages they like to play, and you know, I saw a ton of double teams last time we played them, so we'll see if that happens again. Hopefully it doesn't, but we'll see how it goes.
You find it's a game plan of a lot of teams trying to double team you, knowing that you're a threat?
Yeah, I mean, it's been kind of that way predominantly most of the year, other than I think Kansas City played a lot of just straight man. But that's, you know, I have to be ready for that, I guess, in this. I've had the luxury of having some pretty good seasons and some pretty good games under my belt to warrant that. So it's a humbling experience to be at this level, getting, you know, and granting the double team. But it's something I have to get used to, especially in this game, and learn how to overcome it.
How important is it to sustain momentum, especially, you know, trying to get a win this week going into the bye?
It's very important. We got to build off this one victory and be able to capitalize off of it and snowball it into more victories. So hopefully we can do that. Hopefully we can continue to have great games and put some positive things on film for ourselves to be happy about, and most importantly, be victorious at the end of those games.